Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's the semifinals in Miami, and we've got the number 4 seed, Sasha Zverev, number 3 seed, Daniil Medvedev, number 2 seed, Jannik Sinner, and number 12 seed, Grigor Dimitrov. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, looks like somebody's going to be pretty happy about that. Anyway, this is the semi-final preview. Let's go through it. Right, before we go any further, make sure you've hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. But let's get into the semi-final preview, and you can see all of the four competitors on the screen. We've got the number 2, number 3, number 4, and number 12 seed, Grigor Dimitrov there. We've got Dimitrov versus Zverev. We've got Daniil Medvedev versus Jannik Sinner in two hotly contested semi-finals. And this is how they got there. We got to speak about the man who caused the upset of the tournament. It is Grigor Dimitrov. He knocked out Carlos Alcaraz in straight sets. It was 6-2, 6-4. The best performance of the whole tournament for me. Really just took the match to Alcaraz. Go check out my post-match reaction if you haven't done so yet. I just thought if Grigor plays like that, I don't know who beats him. It's going to take maybe somebody with a big serve who it's hard to break. And maybe that's what he's going to be facing in his next match against Sasha Zverev, because we know how good he is when his serve is popping. But yeah, this performance from Grigor was top notch. Some of the best tennis I've watched him play in recent years. And he's really hitting a level now, which is a consistent level, which will keep him up the top in those, in and around those seeds. He's closing in on the top 10. He's one win away from the top 10 now. So this is a massive match for Dimitrov. Will the occasion get to him? We've seen the occasion get to him in the past. This is the second time in a row that he has defeated Alcaraz as well. Did it in Shanghai, and now he's done it in Miami. And he's been asked about the Zverev semi-final. Said the last time you beat him was 10 years ago. Then you lost the last 7 matches. Does that worry you at all? He said, it's just a number, man. It is how it is. Just another opponent for me right now. I want to see what I did today in order to prepare for the next one. That's my goal right now. I don't want to overthink too much. I don't want to think, oh God, I've played him so many times. It's just another match. I'm grateful to be out here in the semi-finals. The furthest I've gone in this event. It brings me a lot of joy, honestly. And I don't think you can compare him to a past version of him either. This isn't the same version of Grigor Dimitrov that lost 7 in a row. This is a different Dimitrov right now. Very motivated and looks like he couldn't be playing any better to go and maybe try and end the run of seven straight losses against Zverev. But Zverev himself, he's ended a run of somebody doing well already, Fabian Malazan. He was looking like a world beater. Zverev just dispatched him nice and confidently. The serve is just such a weapon. And he beat him 6-3, 7-5. He looks confident right now, Sasha Zverev. That's the one thing I'd say about him. In some tournaments, you see a mental fragility from him. Looks like he goes into his shell a bit, starts getting in his own head. I don't feel like he gets much support from the crowd wherever he goes. So he's always fighting a battle against the crowd as well as his own demons inside his head. This is going to be a tough match for him. I think he doesn't want to go into this match too overconfident just because he's beaten Dimitrov the last seven times. But he could be quietly confident if he serves well. He knows that he can at least get himself to tie breaks. But Dimitrov's been serving well too. So it should be noted that he may struggle on the Dimi serve because Dimi's got great angles off both sides on his serve. And the one down the tee on the ad side really good as well. Zverev has now reached 17 Masters semi-finals and a ninth on hard court among active players. Only Djokovic, Nadal, Murray have more. And you see there, 76 for Djokovic, 76 for Nadal, Murray 33, and then only Tsitsipas behind him with 15. This is the head-to-head, 7-1, and the last time Dimitrov beat him was back in 2014. So read into that what you will. Obviously, they're slightly different trajectories at the moment with their careers. Dimitrov hitting another great patch in his career, maybe rekindling some of that 2017 form. I'm just hoping that it continues because he's one of the most attractive looking games on the tour with that single-handed backhand. And we could have a single-hander back in the top 10 again if he wins this match, which would be great for the single-handers. Let's move over to the other semi-final, though. It is Jannik Sinner versus Daniil Medvedev, a rematch of the Australian Open final. That's right. And Sinner did just what Zverev did as well. You've got a young player coming through. I say young. Jannik Sinner's pretty young as well. But Thomas Mahach, young and fresh in these big tournaments. And he was playing some fantastic tennis, but came up against Jannik Sinner, who's growing throughout the tournament. He hasn't looked amazing in some of the first sets, but in this one, clinical. Feel like the moment may have got to Mahach a little bit, it being a quarterfinal or a Masters, but Sinner in the second set took over, really looked the model professional, really, the somebody who is a slam champion now. It's his 20th win of this year and third semi-final in Miami as well. That should be noted. Pretty crazy. In his fourth semi-final of the year, I mean, he is an in-form guy, Jannik Sinner. I mean, he's up against Daniil. And does Daniil have a point to prove? He is not going to want to lose again to Jannik Sinner, that's for sure. And he did his business on court. He lets his tennis do the talking as he defeated Jarry 6-2, 7-6. And he is the reigning champion in Miami, it should be noted as well. It's a mouth-watering last four match against Jannik Sinner, and Daniil getting the revenge. He is a hard court master. I do like this little meme. He said, I know what is hard courts. I am a specialist. Yeah, he definitely is. And if he's going to defeat Jannik Sinner, I feel it's going to be on the hard courts. That's one thing I think everybody can agree on. He was so close. I mean, if he just takes the first two sets from Australia and puts them into this one, he wins. So it's as simple as that. This is what he said after the match against Jarry. He said, I felt that there were a lot of people cheering for me. Probably not Chilean guys. But Daniil Medvedev loving the crowds in this tournament. And I think that they're getting behind him a little bit. He's a bit of chalk and cheese with the crowd, Daniil. But I think that this crowd actually warms to him quite a lot. And it's going to be interesting to see how they pick their alliances against Jannik Sinner, because Jannik Sinner is sort of like the golden boy right now coming through. There's, it seems to be Italians popping up everywhere in support of him. The carrots will be flying around the stadium. Let's hope that some people are wearing a few octopus masks as well, because I'd like to see Daniil get the support he deserves. And here's what's happened this year. I mean, both of these players have made the Australian Open semi-final, the Indian Wells semi-final, and now the Miami Open semi-final. I mean, they've both been into the last four of the first three big tournaments of the season. Yeah, I mean, it spells great things. I know the clay courts are coming soon, and Daniil, you probably would think that he may fall off a bit, but he did pretty well last year on the clay. Will he be able to do it this year? But let's have a quick look at the head-to-head. Obviously, 6-4, but it doesn't really tell the story. It was 6-love. To Daniil, and he has lost the last four matches against Jannik Sinner, most notably a Grand Slam final from two sets to love up. And as it says here, their last meeting in Miami was last year in the final, where Medvedev won 7-5, 6-3. So that should be noted as well. He does have a win over Jannik Sinner in Miami. But let's get on to my predictions. So I'm going to start off at the top, and I'm going to start off with Grigor Dimitrov versus Sasha Zverev. How do I see this one going? Well, I think Sasha Zverev, he's not being spoke about at all in this tournament, and I think it could be at the detriment of everybody's predictions, because when he's not being spoken about, there's no pressure on his shoulders, and I don't think he's feeling any pressure. He's just cruising through this tournament at the moment, and I've got a feeling that he's going to get through this one as well. I feel like there might be a bit of a wobble at some point in the semi-final, but I think he will defeat Grigor Dimitrov, and I think it'll probably be maybe in two tie breaks. That's what I'm going to go for. It's not the most exciting, I think. But he'll probably, the serve will be such a factor. It's going to be tough. And Zverev, very solid off both wings. It's going to be hard to be hitting the same winners he did against like a shorter guy. Zverev, very good recoverability. I don't think people speak about that enough. Yeah, I'm going to go for Sasha Zverev to win that one. And in the bigger semi-final, I think you've got to tout it as the bigger one, because they've got a crazy recent history. Daniil versus Jannik Sinner. There's part of me feels there's going to be more heartache here for Daniil Medvedev. Before the tournament started, I went Daniil Medvedev to go and beat Jannik Sinner. But I feel that Alcaraz going out, it opens the door as well for Jannik Sinner to not have to face him. And I feel that Daniil, he may take the first set here, but I think Jannik Sinner is going to be too strong. And then that mental, I feel there's a mental block with Daniil against Jannik Sinner right now. And I think it's going to become all too apparent again in the third set. And Jannik Sinner will take it in three. But those are my predictions. Let me know your predictions in that comment section below. Do you agree with me? Do you think we're going to see Zverev and Sinner in the final? Or do you have it a completely different way? Either way, I'm still going to be cheering on Grigor Dimitrov. I want to see him do it. I love the resurgence. And I'm hoping maybe he could win the whole thing. Anyway, smash a like, please. Subscribe and join us for more Miami Open action coming up later.
Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.